This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As you head into this day, don't forget the most important thing, and that is your relationship with God. I love my relationship with God. At times in my spiritual life, it's gotten to where I'm just in a routine of getting up and opening my Bible, and it's not very meaningful to me. But do you know something? It always comes back eventually to me remembering this is all about a relationship. It's not just the habit of something I know I ought to do, spend time with God or have a daily Bible reading or something like that. No, that is only there because of the relationship. It's the relationship with God that makes the difference. And if you listen in the mornings and you don't have a living relationship with God, I want to tell you there is nothing like it. And no better thing could you do in your life than begin a living relationship with God. That's what being a Christian is all about. It's not just about going to church and doing the religious thing. Real Christianity is about knowing God and God getting involved in your personal life. And there is nobody who cannot come to God at any time and say, God, look, I know I've messed up a lot of things in my life. I know I've offended you with a lot of things in my life. And I know there's no way for me to undo those things. And as the judge of the universe, you're right to judge me for those things. But thank you so much that Jesus died on the cross to take my penalty so that I could be forgiven and start a living relationship with you. I accept your forgiveness, and I invite you to be the leader of my life. You know, if you pray that to God, you are beginning a lifelong living relationship with him, because his answer is always, yes, I will forgive you. And more than that, I want to adopt you into my spiritual family and begin that relationship with you. Well, we've been talking this week about building that relationship through prayer and the role of the Holy Spirit that God puts into our lives when we put our trust in Jesus and we become part of his family. God himself comes to live in us in the person of the Holy Spirit. In John 14, Jesus talked to the disciples as he was about to depart from them, and he said, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may be with you forever. That is, the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive because it doesn't see him or know him. But you know him, because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. After a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you will live also. In that day you will know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him, and will disclose myself to him. Well, here's the thing. When you pray, you're not just talking words into empty air. No, the Holy Spirit is right there to kind of translate what you say, to fill in the gaps and to present your needs to God. As part of the Trinity, part of who God is, the Holy Spirit knows the mind of God, and he's getting involved with you as you pray and taking your prayers and communicating your heart to God the Father. He knows you intimately, too, and with that complete knowledge, he's working for our best good. What an awesome gift the Holy Spirit is to us in our prayer life. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.